Welcome back to Free Marijuana Podcast. My guest Tony is an expert on data analytics in the marijuana industry. Welcome back to the program, Tony.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Tony, I just explained what you are, but what does that mean? What is data analytics in the marijuana industry? What does that mean?
Well, it's we take what we know as far as data analytics and we apply it to the marijuana industry, whether that be a grow or a dispensary.
Okay, so data analytics, you're getting a look at a company differently?
We are looking at it a little bit differently. We use our data to prove what we think our findings are, and so if we pull data that you already have as a dispensary owner or a grow owner,
okay,
and we analyze that data and we sort of give you a roadmap on where we think you might have some improvements as far as efficiencies go.
Okay, so give me an example. I own a dispensary and I've got, I think $500,000 in sales. Ask you to come in and look at it.
Sure.
What might you find?
Some of the common things that we find and we know that are really important to dispensary owners is shelf space. Mm-hmm. And it's revenue per inch as far as shelf space is concerned. And so we may look at and pull the data on what you have on your shelves, how fast it's moving, if it's moving at all. And maybe you want to pull one of your more popular products and put it more eye level, if you will, instead of down on a lower shelf.
This is like Safeway data. This is like supermarket data.
That's exactly what it is. So, and it's the same data that folks like Safeway and King Soopers use.
So that might be one use. You know, I heard you can also do something else, which is actually plot sales over various peak times and non-peak times.
Yeah, absolutely. Good point. So we can look at that as well. We can tell you, you know, what is the most popular day of the week, what's the least popular day of the week, and sometimes that's kind of surprising. And you know, what times of the day is most popular. So you can use that information to adjust your staffing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, maybe you don't need as many people in the store on a Wednesday evening.
Oh, because there's not enough customers to justify it.
Exactly.
Okay, so when we come back on the next episode, I'm going to ask you the tough questions about what kind of recommendations you might make based on the data.
Sounds good.